Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
And we're off and running. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. At Real Golf is the Twitter handle where you can find us and interact with the show whenever you'd like. You can also search Real Golf Radio where your favorite podcasts are found. Our flagship station is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone in Salt Lake City, Utah. 25 years of talking golf with you, and it's a pleasure to be with you each and every week. And I'll tell you what, we just booked our airfare to Augusta, so we're excited about that coming up in, I believe the last I checked was 54 days, I think, till we depart. But who's counting?
Not that anybody's counting.
Yeah, I am. I can't wait. I'm excited. I actually have a good friend of mine who is playing this week at the National, and he couldn't be more excited. So he gets to go into some of the pro shop areas that they no longer allow the media into.
Right.
So I did put a little bit of a request in for some merchandise.
Give them a shopping list.
I, you know what? I figured people do that to us. Why not? Why not pass that along when the opportunity arises? So we'll see. But I may have a little hat to already take with me when we go.
Giddy up.
Yeah, I can't wait to see what he brings back.
Yeah.
Riviera.
Share the love, Brian. You're supposed to get one for me, too.
You were there last year. What do you mean? You were in there. You bought one.
They didn't have any of the Augusta National hats when I was there.
It's the members-only logo stuff that we talked about. And you got a nice jacket or sweater with it.
Oh, I got a little pullover, yes. Yeah. It has it on the
That's what I'm
pocket.
Talking about. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. That's the one. You've got that. I thought you got a hat, too. No?
I did not.
No
they
hat?
Didn't have it.
Oh.
Nope.
Well, you know what? Here's hoping that I actually get drawn out this year, and then I'll go buy you a hat.
There you
when
go.
When I'm finished.
We got it.
On Monday
you got
after.
It. So you got it.
We
got
to start the good vibes now, right? Good vibes.
That's right.
Speaking of good vibes, speaking of good vibrations, those are negative vibes. Well, I guess it's got happier vibes than that. Good vibrations. It is the LA Open this week. Tiger Woods hosting. And I love it when Tiger's out playing again, because not only does it bring a ton of attention to the game, but it also gives us an opportunity to visit with Tiger and get his take on what's happening around the game of golf. So we'll hear from his comments after the Wednesday press conference. We're not going to really focus so much on the shank after the to end his first
it's called
round
a pitch out. It's called a pitch out.
Well, as Tiger said, he presented the hosel first, and yes, he shanked it. That's the technical term, Bob. The technical term. We'll get into it all here from Tiger and much more coming up next. We're just getting started right here on Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, There are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects... There it is again. See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com, find out about the exclusive real estate opportunities that are available at this incredible resort in southern Utah that features a Tom Weiskopf championship design golf course, a full water park in the family village area, world-class spa, 25,000 square feet of convention space, multiple restaurants, shopping, pickleball, and so much more. Check out blackdesertresort.com, hosting the PGA Tour coming this October, which is part of the FedEx Cup Fall Series. They will be playing the Black Desert Championship. Yeah, you can find out about that. Plus, tickets are going to be on sale here in just about 2 weeks. So stay tuned for all of that and find out more at blackdesertresort.com. And thanks again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Great to be with you, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. So moving along the West Coast swing, Riviera, the final stop on this. And you know what it's been, as you mentioned, some weather, some challenges. Obviously, Phoenix, we'll talk more about that and how crazy it was. But Riviera this week, Bob, let's just ask you this real quick. Why is Riv so special? What is it about Riviera in your mind that just makes it so good?
Well, it's the tradition behind the event. It's the setting of where the event is, right there in that little kind of valley and ravine area. It's the glitz and glamour of Hollywood and all the actors and actresses that have played there. But besides that, it's the tradition of Ben Hogan and Hogan's Alley, so to speak. You know, he won the U.S. Open there after his car accident. There's a lot of things that go with this golf course, but a lot of it in my mind is probably the traditions of the game and the people that have won the tournament there.
Okay, I appreciate all that. And we're going to hear from Tiger about that on the PGA Tour, but specifically the golf course, you know, you've caddied around it. You've probably played it. What makes Riviera special, or how would you describe Riviera to those who haven't had a chance to play it?
Well, it's a golf course that it's interesting because you have to hit golf shots on that golf course because the golf course moves right to left or left to right in certain directions. The greens are difficult because they're sloped. They've got some really good slope in them. but they're difficult because they're poana and they get, you know, they get bouncy and they get tracked up quite a bit. And then also, of course, what, the sixth hole, which is the par three, that sixth hole has a bunker right in the middle of the green. I remember the first time I saw that when I was there with my dad, when I was looking at golf courses a little bit more as an older kid, you know, older teenager, that kind of thing. And I couldn't believe that there was a bunker in the middle of the green. And you see that. So there's a lot of fun stuff about this golf course. There's the ravines that go through the golf course, the waste areas that go through the golf course that are difficult as well. Especially on some par fives and some par fours, that if you hit it in the rough, then you got to decide whether you're going to take that on and hit it over that ravine. So it's a really, really, really fun golf course, and it's nestled in a nice little area where you get some winds coming up and down that kind of little canyon or ravine area. But the best and a lot of the best and a lot of the greatest players to ever play the game have won at this golf course.
And yet Tiger Woods has played this 15 times. This is his 16th, mm-hmm. and he's never won here. I think the stat is something crazy, like he's the any golf court tournament or golf course where he's played tournaments on at least four times, there's only mm-hmm. four that he hasn't won an event on. Four times.
Right.
He's played here 15, now 16 times. And, of course, he was asked that question. Doug Ferguson, the Associated Press, asked him on his Wednesday press conference why this is a place he's never won.
Well, I have traditionally not have putted well here. This is a fader's delight. Most of the holes are for a righty run left to right. And I've driven it well here. There's small greens and traditionally, you know, throughout my entire career, my iron game has been, you know, pretty good, but I have never really, you know, gotten hot with the putter at this event and this course. Generally, they're bumpy poa, so it's been a little bit tricky. For some reason, it just has never, you know, compiled to a hot week. I had one where I had a chance against Ernie and hit a foul ball in the last hole, so... other than that, I really haven't had that many opportunities for some reason.
Yeah, it is for some reason. And correct me if I'm wrong there, Bob, but I believe Tiger took that opportunity to just drop in that for most of his career, he had a pretty good iron game.
Oh, yes, he did.
I mean, really?
He had a lot more than a pretty good iron game.
I mean, just, you know, I mean, for a lot of my career, you know, I had a pretty good iron game. Yeah. Okay. He did drop the bumpy greens. I'll tell you what I saw in round number one had nothing to do with bumpy greens. In fact, afterwards, he said he was surprised at how fast the greens were and he struggled with the speed, which is interesting because the most common excuse I've heard for Tiger's lack of good play throughout his entire career of watching him and following him is that the greens were too slow. If the greens were ever too slow, he said, I just couldn't get the speed. Pretty surprising that maybe it's because he was expecting that and that's what he's always struggled with. So he was committed to being a little more aggressive with the putter and they actually were running faster than what he expected. And so it tripped him up a couple of times because he did have some three putts. He had some chips that got away from him that rolled past the hole a little further than what he would normally execute. And then he missed the comebacker, things like that. But all in all, just a little bit. I mean, he had birdies. What did he make? Six birdies on the day and shot over par. I mean, that's the kind of stuff you wouldn't expect out of Tiger. Just a little rusty is what I would call it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I can remember, I think I was caddying for Keith Clearwater there one year. I think it was 94, somewhere around in there. And it was Tiger's first event as an amateur player. He was 16 years old and he received a sponsor's exemption to play there at the LA Open. And that was his first professional event on tour.
Mm, interesting. You were there for that.
I was there.
That's pretty cool. That's really cool. You know, another guy sounded like a young guy. Wasn't there in the room, but asked him about his what is it technically that he's trying to do with his golf swing, and I think Tiger appreciated that he wasn't being asked about PIF or LIV or anything like that, which we'll get to in a minute. But he asked Tiger, "What technically are you trying to work on the golf swing?" And Tiger's response technically was that he's just working on flushing it. So I'm going to start
using
that.
In the middle of the club.
Just gonna, so technically what I'm trying to do is hit it in the middle of the club face.
Yeah.
Any questions? You know, he did go on to say that, you know, a lot of it has to do with his hands, that his body doesn't move, you know, as well, and that he's never really subscribed to one, like trying to swing like one particular model or person, and it was always hands and feel and stuff like that. So he did try to give an explanation, but it's just funny when you, hey, Tyler, what technically are you working on? I'm just working on flushing it.
You know, and we've seen Tiger throughout his whole career play on tour from, you know, his first wins to his first major to all the way to get to his 15th and then 82nd and win. And it's almost a little bit painful for me to watch him play golf right now. Coming back, especially after the fused ankle, the fused back, everything that he's gone through and how fluid that swing used to be and his age now, what, 48, something like that. And just, he's just having, it looks like he's having a little bit of a hard time when we're used to not seeing him have a hard time.
Well, you know, you start fusing parts of your body that you need to move and things aren't going to work the same way, right?
I know.
And by the way, he did borrow a, I'm not to say he's not telling the truth here, but I couldn't think about your dad's repertoire of alibis comment in referencing the shank. Yep. Well, I was having some back spasms coming on those last couple holes, and I got down to the ball, and then he just goes, "Yeah, I shanked it." And then he did give
led
the technical answer. I presented the hosel first. You never want to present the hosel first. That's what you learn about, right? You never want to present that.
Yep, that's right.
Oh man, hey, when we come back, I want to get your take on Sunday Red, and that is Sunday Red. Like Jason Day Red, but Sunday Red.
Mm-hmm.
Not Sun JM, Sunday Red. Anyway, we want to get your take on that, the logo, the clothes, and then also his comments about LIV and the framework agreement with PIF and where that all stands. We'll do that next right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
This segment is brought to you by Callaway and the new Chrome Tour. The gold standard in golf, the new Chrome Tour. Check it out. I've been playing it. Gone through almost a whole dozen already, Bob. You know, the Black Desert, if you hit one off into the lava, it's going to do some damage. And you don't want to do that. But I'll tell you what, I love it. It's plenty of distance for me. I love the spin into the greens and the a little bit more enhanced spin around the greens. So chip shots, grabbing a little bit more, you know, you can hit those little checkers, things like that. So I really like
the regular
and
not the X.
I'm
huh?
using the regular. Yeah, the X is
there you go.
Spins a little bit more on the full swings, which I doesn't necessarily.
You don't need.
I don't want that. Yeah, I say spinny enough. So yeah, check out the new Chrome Tour and Chrome Tour X at Callaway Golf. .com. And we thank you for being with us here on Real Golf Radio. So Tiger holding press conference on Wednesday, and he was asked a lot of questions about the current state of the game. And let's just start with, let me pull this up real quick. Yeah, here's Tiger kind of generally speaking about where they're at right now with the whole LIF and LIV and PIF deal and the new SSG and all that kind of stuff. Here's how Tiger got started.
Well, at the end of the day, we're trying to provide the best entertainment, and in order to do that, you have to have the best players play. And we want to have the history and acknowledge the history and the traditions of the history of our tour, and how we have the pathways, have the accessibility, have all the intangibles that has made the PGA Tour what it is right now and what it has been, and hopefully what it will continue to be and to be even better. And how do we do that? And that's the whole idea of why we have a group like SSG to provide us with information and help and trying to create the best tour we can possibly have.
Tiger's running for office, in case you didn't pick that up. by the way, he answered that question. What is, what has been, what is to be or become? I mean, it's like he was answering the question, but not really. So he basically, from what I got out of that, they want, in order to have the best tour, you got to have the best players, right? That was something he threw in there. Two, they're looking to SSG to provide some direction and leadership. And I thought those were the two things. The rest of it was all a bunch of filler stuff. But they need the, in order to have the best tour, they got to have the best players, and they needed some vision, direction, and leadership. So I say what you want about Jay Monahan, like him, don't like him, whatever. Tiger stood by him. A lot of the players on the policy board have stood by him throughout this whole thing, and yet you've got him acknowledging that they could use somebody with that has been successful in other sports and franchises to be able to have that leadership for directing and guiding the PGA Tour through this next chapter, if you will.
Yeah, well, predominantly the PGA Tour definitely has the best players in the world on their tour right now. There's six or seven, you know, maybe 10 guys on the other golf league that...
Not an acknowledge that, it, huh?
Well, I'll say LIV Golf League, yeah, but the other golf league that are phenomenal players. You know, you got Koepka and DeChambeau and Dustin Johnson and Cameron Smith and
Rahm.
You know, there's Neiman. Maybe two hands of old players that are on that tour or that golf league that are really, really good players. But predominantly the PGA Tour, the European Tour, or the DP World Tour, those are where the best players in the game are right now. Now, could the PGA Tour survive without the PIF? Yes, they probably could survive, and they could probably go along really well. But by having the PIF involved also, it gives a way for the fractured game of golf to be able to come back together, and we'll see what happens as far as that framework agreement and how it all works out. But there's a lot of different opportunities and a lot of different ways to figure this out.
So you threw out some guys there, you know, obviously Rahm, Smith, Koepka, DeChambeau, you know, those guys, right?
Right.
I'll counter that with, here's some of the guys that are playing this week. Cantlay, Spieth, Finau, Schauffele, Scheffler, Fowler, Homa, McIlroy, Clark, Woods, JT, right? I mean, that's just a list of some of them. Jason, not to mention Jason Day, Cam Davis, Mackenzie Hughes.
Tiger.
I mentioned Tiger. Will Zalatoris. Ben On. You know, these guys are, you know, a lot of up-and-comers. And here's what I have a hard time thinking, that if the PGA Tour doesn't panic, that they're going to continue to grow the next crop of guys. I mean,
right,
the Schaufflers and Schefflers that weren't around a few years ago that are now household names.
Yeah.
You know, the before that it was the Spieths and the Fowlers and JTs. And before that it was, you know, the Woods. And, you know, Sam Burns is a guy that's, you know, got a lot of potential. Max Homa wasn't really much a couple years ago. So my point is these guys are going to continue to, that they want to play. As long as you continue to provide that heritage and that history and the best tour with the best players, and you don't lose them all to live, which gains momentum and becomes something that I don't think it'll ever become, then you've got what you need. You've got the foundation there. You've got the heritage there to continue to provide that platform for the best players that are up and coming and the current best players.
Yeah, and, you know, it's this whole thing with the Live Golf League is they're trying to get everybody to conform to them, where they are the outsiders coming into the game of golf, and they need to figure out a way to conform to what is the PGA Tour and the game of golf and the world ranking points and all that kind of thing. And the interesting thing is, you know, by the time we hit 2025, Bryson DeChambeau, he's still going to be able to play the U.S. Open. But he's going to lose some of his exemptions into majors. Dustin Johnson, he's going to lose some because of his status. And so are the other players that are playing on that tour. John Rahm, it was logical for him to jump because of the amount of money he was getting slapped in the face with, like he said. But he's got basically 10 years more of majors to play, where these other guys, because they are dropping so quickly in world ranking, they are going to lose out on playing in the major championships. And what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to figure out a way to adjust their events to 72 holes, give players more opportunity to get on and play in those events and not keep it such a close ship. And then they're going to be able to start garnering some of those points.
Yeah, but they cry and whine about it as if they didn't realize that those were the consequences when they decided to go join a Mickey Mouse League.
Right.
So and yet what we're finding out is that Norman and company promised them that they would have world rankings.
Exactly, that they weren't going to lose their situations.
So, but they have, and they had to have known that that was a potential risk. Norman says, oh, no, it won't be, but they had to. They had to know that was, and by the way, they didn't seem to care about anything on the PGA Tour when they went over there, because that was greener pastures. But once they got over there, now it's like, whatever looked green from this side, they want to have all that too, while at the same time, you know, feasting on their green pasture over there. So it continues to be this sort of weird situation for these players. Now, the golf fans want to see the best players. Tiger acknowledged that in order to be the best tour. So the majors, you want these best players all competing. So it is unfortunate that there's this fracturing. Well, let's talk a little bit. Tiger was asked, first of all, about the framework and where does that sit now and where is it maybe going to be headed?
Well, the PIF deal is obviously is ongoing. SSG, we have solidified our agreement with them, and PIF is still ongoing, and we're still negotiating.
All right, we'll get that mic to Ryan in the back row, and we'll go with Todd right here in the front.
Tiger, do you see PIF as having the ability to add further to what you guys want to do in addition to SSG?
Ultimately, we would like to have, you know, PIF be a part of our tour and be a part of our product. But financially, you know, we don't now. And so with SSG and the amount of monies that they have come to the table with, and what we initially had agreed to in the framework agreement, and those are all the same numbers. So anything beyond this is going to be, you know, obviously over and above. And, you know, we're in a great position right now. And hopefully we can make our product, you know, better in the short term and long term.
Okay, interesting. So the framework agreement, the negotiations are ongoing. That's sort of be the, that's the company line right now. And yet he, when asked in the follow-up question, he said that what PIF offered in the framework agreement, at least financially, has now been filled. The same numbers have been filled by SSG. So they, according to Tiger, the PGA Tour doesn't financially need PIF any longer. Now, and then he said, we're in a good position. And the way I read that is he's saying that they're now in a position of strength, in a good position to be able to negotiate with PIF without having to give up more than what they want. So now, as I've said, they were trying to, PIF and LIV forced the PGA Tour into a cash race they couldn't win.
Right.
And now that chip, if you will, has been taken off the table. Now they can operate without having to worry about that. They can continue to support these signature events like this week with, you know, ridiculous purses and so forth.
Right.
So if that's the case, then where does PIF stand? Why do they need that? And yet I'm sure it's what you talked about with world ranking, leveraging, you know, all that kind of thing. That now are, now is a bargaining chip in favor of the PGA Tour, where before they just held all the, PIF held all the cards because it was all cash.
Yeah. And it's almost like PIF decided to take John Rahm, PGA Tour said, okay, we'll counteract you with this.
With SSG.
So,
Interesting. Yep. All right. Hey, coming up next, Ryan Ballengee joins us. We'll get his take. And I still got more from Tiger on bringing back these players and what the pathway back looks like. So we'll still hit all that coming up right here on Real Golf Radio.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. Parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back. It's Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, always good to have you alongside and welcoming in our good friend from GolfNewsNet.com and GNN Radio on iHeart. And coming soon, I believe there's going to be some video options. I noticed Ryan has been bronzing in preparation. Ryan Ballingy joining us now. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I guess I can neither confirm or deny the bronzing comment there. Nevertheless, how's the TV side going?
It's going well. I'll probably be launching in somewhere about 6 to 8 weeks.
Nice.
Putting a really nice lineup together. Very excited about it. We'll kind of slowly launch it out into the universe and once we get it going. And then probably about a month or two, we'll start our live programming. And we're expecting to stream a variety of professional golf events, some college golf events. Air old renditions of different tour events. We've got a show with the Corn Ferry Tour. We're probably going to have one with the LPGA and Epson Tour. So we've got a lot coming. It's very exciting.
It's really cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Hey, so you mentioned, I saw you posted something social, or you were talking about something about out playing golf. And I'm just curious, when you're out playing golf this time of year at your club, when you get a chance to go out there, talk about the winter rust. What's that winter rust like? Because we saw a little rust from Tiger in the first round at the Genesis. I happened to have a little round where I had a little 44-33 switch between the front nine, back nine. And I just kind of have to laugh it off. I'm like, look, Tiger shanks them sometimes. Sometimes we have really bad rounds. It's like golf and it's February. So I'm just kind of curious how you what your take is on it and how the rust is affecting you right now.
I mean, I have learned, I've programmed myself to be able to play at like 5 minutes notice. Like I don't show up and warm up. I mean, I live right up the ninth hole of my club. I still don't even go there early. I walk through the fence 2 minutes before the tee time, get to the first tee, take a couple practice swings and go. So I've programmed my body to be like, all right, it's golf time. Like you don't need any time to warm up. Let's just get this thing going. And that's worked out pretty well over the years, but especially in winter golf. I mean, the acclimation period of just getting used to standing in the cold, and it gets a little bit windier here in the winter than it does in the summer. So you get a little bit more wind. You got to think about that a little bit more. Obviously the colder temperatures knock down how far you're going to hit the ball by 5-10 yards, depending on how cold it is. So you got to club up a little bit. I think I go into any kind of winter round or and I don't play as often, right? I mean, much more variable weather. So maybe once a week at best, usually every other week.
Wow.
I have lower expectations, right? Very low. It's usually only 9 holes. So low expectations. Don't expect to hit the ball far. Add an extra club. Swing easy. Don't do anything insane. Don't try any hero shots. You're not going to pull them off anyway. And just play a little bit more conservative brand of golf. And that kind of keeps the high and low scores to a minimum. It's kind of more of a lots of pars. Maybe a birdie, maybe a bogey, call it a day. And I'm happy with that. Just so long as I can kind of stay fresh. I don't need to go for stuff I know I'm not going to pull off anyway because I'm not playing regularly. And that kind of keeps eagles out of the way, you know, par fives maybe, but it also keeps double bogeys out of the way. So I'm willing to live with that.
All right.
I like that. You know, Brian's really good at just jumping on the first tee and hitting a really good drive also. So that's kind of funny. You know, you also talked about weather and inclement weather and wind and all that kind of thing. You know, we've had our share of it on the West Coast. You know, this week at the Genesis, it's a little bit better, more sun, that kind of thing. But tell us a little bit about your thoughts of the West Coast and what's been happening on the West Coast, especially with all the weather.
I mean, didn't we just go through 10 years where it basically didn't rain in California? And now we're kind of on the other side of that kind of drought period. But now it seems to have maybe not gone fully the other way, but a little bit more the other way, where when I was younger, I used to think about the West Coast swing as a time when you could get a deluge of rain like we did last week, where you could get a tropical system come by or a atmospheric river. I didn't know that term when I was younger, but atmospheric river come through and dump, you know, 5, 6, 7, 10 inches of rain, and you get mudslides and all this stuff. And that seems to kind of swim back the other way. It's just kind of an unfortunate set of timing for the tour, just given where they were playing. I mean, even Phoenix got a lot of rain, like, for them. I mean, how often does that happen? So a kind of unfortunate set of circumstances, but at least the deluge, the atmospheric river happened in Los Angeles last week. So Riviera is a little bit softer, plays a little bit longer this week, but a little bit softer, but at least it's that. I mean, it looks beautiful. It always looks beautiful. I would be thrilled to watch it in any weather, but it, you know, especially in sunny Los Angeles weather.
What stands out to you, Ryan, the fact that Wyndham Clark picked up a win with 54 holes after the last round was washed out, or the fact that there still seems to be talk about the craziness that ensued at Phoenix?
Probably more about Phoenix. I think the tournament probably had been at some kind of tipping point for a while, and it finally ticked off enough pros. And it finally got the tournament organizers at the Phoenix Open into an awkward enough situation because of the weather again. And they put out a statement that, hey, we couldn't use a whole lot of our property, TPC Scottsdale property, this year because the weather was so bad leading into it in the week of that they had to close off large portions to a lot of people. So not only did they have a lot of people that wanted to be there, even more than usual, but they had less space to put them. And that led to some pretty disastrous consequences in terms of having to cut off alcohol sales, having to cut off people being able to come into the venue, people getting upset probably about that. And when people get upset, they kind of lash out to do things they're not supposed to do, whether that's heckle golfers or God knows what else behavior. But, you know, an unfortunate circumstance is going to require that tournament to make some changes. And they said they're going to do some things differently. I don't know what exactly that's going to be, but if I were to try to make a suggestion that no one's asked for, I would say that the biggest attempt they have to make in kind of separating the golf tournament from the social event is to try to create more places on the property, more things to do around the tournament, either before, during, or after golf that aren't necessarily golf, whether that's having a concert, whether that's having a, I don't know, I don't even know what it could be, but take that non-golf acreage and put it to use to hold the amount of people who are there, frankly, just to drink. And if you want to come to a golf tournament to get drunk, I mean, it's a really expensive way to get drunk, but have at it. Like, that's totally fine. But then you have to be able to accommodate those people in a way that also at the same time allows the golfers to do their job. And at the same time, the golfers also have to realize if you're playing this tournament, you should expect a certain subset of things. For Zach Johnson to say, you know, I've been coming to this tournament for 21 years and it's always been inappropriate or over the line. Why are you still coming? Like, you're doing this to yourself then. I mean, if you're a multimillionaire, you don't go places where you're not going to have a good time. You've got enough money to be able to make that happen. So I think part of it, a little bit of it is on the players. A little bit of it is on the fan. Well, more of it's probably on the fans. A little bit of it's on the tournament organizers. And a little bit of it is just an unfortunate situation that made all of this kind of go and look bad for 1 week.
You know, and the interesting thing, you were talking about Zach Johnson, you know, guys can't pick and choose as much where they want to play now when they're outside of that top 50 and that top 70 from their previous year. And so they've got to play their schedule. We were talking to Troy Merritt. He said, I can't pick and choose my schedule anymore because I've got to play wherever I can play. And so a guy like that, like Zach Johnson, has to play there. But having said that, you know, it used to be 100,000 a day was huge there. And when you've got 200,000 a day and you have to cut off people coming in and stuff like that. That really kind of sets things up for the pandemonium that we really saw last week.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the law of averages just tells you that the more people you're going to let into an event, the less familiar they're going to be with golf as a whole, and the less they're going to be there to watch the golf. I mean, I've gone to Triple Crown races, for example, over the years at Pimlico and Baltimore. I've gone to the Preakness a couple of different times. And for many years in a row, they promoted for people to go to the infield and not even know that the horses were running, just to get drunk and have fun, whatever that was. Well, eventually, if you turn the keys loose to the people who aren't there for what you wanted to be there for, well, guess what happens? They start doing porta potty races where you run across the line of porta potty and see if people can throw beers at you and knock you off the porta potty. Well, that only worked for a couple of years, and then some people got hurt and they realized that was a bad look, so they had to go the other way. And I think maybe it hasn't gotten that level, right? But it's getting close to that level at Phoenix. But there's also at the same time, you can't prevent everybody from acting like a fool. If that's their goal, if that's their mission, they're going to find their way in, whether you have 100,000 people, 200,000 people, 250,000 people. So you kind of have to accept a certain level of zaniness if that's your reputation. But maybe limiting ticket sales to a degree or doing something to kind of have waves of people who come in and out of the tournament. I don't know how you would handle that. But maybe that's how you try to limit the number of people who wind up being photographed urinating on themselves while they're sitting on a stool or any of the other stuff we saw last week.
Ryan Ballengee, GolfNewsNet.com, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. It is entertaining. I don't know if that's the kind of entertainment that they're going for, but it is, as to your point, it's kind of what that place is known for. A big announcement this week after the Phoenix Open, and that was that, you know, we knew Nike and Tiger were splitting up. Tiger releasing a new brand, Sun Day Red. What's your take on what you saw originally?
I can't get over that it's three words. I'm never going to get over that. But I do like the logo. I think I've come around on that. I like the abstract Tiger logo. I think I liked it at the start, too. I originally would have thought if Tiger was going to start his own brand, it would be kind of a silhouette of him doing a fist pump, whether it's the 97 Masters, the 2005 Masters. I mean, take your pick, but the 2019 Masters. I mean, there's five really famous silhouettes of him winning the Masters. Take one. And I thought that was probably the way to go, but I think feedback criticism of that being kind of a playoff of the Jordan brand, which Nike has under their umbrella, makes sense. So you got to do something different. It's got to stylistically feel different. I'm fine with that. I think in terms of the clothing, I don't think they're doing anything crazy here. I mean, Tiger talked about cashmere hoodies as though no one's doing them. Well, he missed all of them in the gift shop at the Ryder Cup in Italy, where Ralph Lauren does them. Which, hey, they're beautiful. They're wonderful. The hoodies look pretty good. The sweaters look nice. I liked how he looked at Riviera with them on. The shoes, we'll see. We'll see if they become a mass market release or if that's just something for Tiger to wear that's not FootJoy. But I appreciate what he's trying to do. I don't yet know whether this is meant to be a brand for the masses. Is it kind of like more like Nike was, a mass brand? Or is it supposed to be more like a Peter Millar or a G4 or a Grayson, which is meant to kind of price people out to a degree, to have $110, $150, $175 polo? 9 out of 10 people aren't buying that. They're not going to spend that money on a polo. That's just not possible for them. Or they might buy literally one piece, and that's all they ever buy. So I think that that's kind of what they're leaning into, is something to try to make this brand feel elite or selective or elevated, whatever word you want to use, whatever business jargon you want to use. And we'll see if that works for them. But I think more often than not, people are just going to buy something that looks good with the Tiger on it, whether that's a t-shirt or a pullover or whatever. And that's probably the end of it.
You know, the other thing that's interesting, something that they're providing for him is ownership in this, kind of very similar to what Michael Jordan had with Nike, which Nike never gave Tiger.
Yeah, and I think that's probably important for him to get involved in a venture like this at this stage of his life. I mean, he is 48 years old. He only has so much more viable playing time on the PGA Tour. And even that's limited, right? Maybe the major, majors, his events, and maybe the Players. something like that. So to be able to have enough visibility for this brand is important. If you don't play, if you're Tiger Woods and you're not on TV, then the brand's not seen, right? It's right. going to be hard to make it stand out. So I think for him, owning a piece of it means a little bit of extra motivation to get out there and go play and be visible and let people see you in your Sunday red, because that means people might buy the stuff and that might mean you get more money from it. So I think that was the right play. I don't think there was any circumstance in which Woods was going to launch a brand and just license his name for a variety of reasons. But probably one of them was learning the disaster that has happened to Jack Nicklaus by licensing his name and what's gone on with the lawsuits around being able to use his own logo and name and likeness in his design business. And I'm sure Tiger learned some lessons from that and said, that's not going to happen to me. I'm going to own the brand if I'm going to put my name on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good analogy as well. Rye, thanks so much for taking the time. Always good to chat golf with you. Hey, we're counting down. Masters isn't too far away. So as we approach March, the one-month countdown is on. Let's go. Exciting stuff. We'll catch up again, I'm sure, between now and then. But as always, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, guys, so much. Appreciate it.
You got it. Ryan Ballingy, golfnewsnet.com, joining us right here on Real Golf Radio. And you can catch us on the GNN radio network on iHeart. Be sure to check that out as well and look forward to the video, the TV side of it, which is going to be really cool. So, again, thanks to Ryan for joining us here. Hey, coming up on the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio, we're going to continue our conversation with Tyler Standiford. He's the biomechanics professor at Utah Valley University. He's also a golf consultant, and he talked to us about speed training and then had a chance to go do another session with him where he focused on these force plates and and how you can interact and create and utilize ground forces to increase your speed, stability, and contact. So we're talking about three different kinds of ground forces here. You're talking about lateral, you're talking about rotational, and then vertical ground forces and how that can all translate into further distance and on the golf swing. So interestingly enough, Bob, I had good numbers for those, but mm-hmm. the sequence of those or the timing of those, he would like to see happen a little sooner. So we'll have him explain that for us. And then of course, America's favorite caddy coming up on the back nine.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately.
Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Russia's prison agency has announced that Vladimir Putin critic and opposition leader Alexei Navalny has died at the age of 47. Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Nations, did not hold back talking to MSNBC.
Yeah, make no mistake about it, Alexei Navalny was killed.
Navalny has long been outspoken against government corruption in Russia and tried to even run against Putin for president of the country. Navalny was once poisoned, and doctors in Germany were able to save him after he was in a coma for several weeks. He said Putin was responsible for that poisoning. Navalny went back to Russia in 2021, where he was immediately arrested and sentenced to 19 years in prison on extremism charges that he said were politically motivated. Former President Donald Trump had to pick and choose which hearing to be at this week, as there were a couple legal challenges he's facing. Judges in New York and Georgia holding hearings related to two of his criminal cases. In New York, a judge set March 25th as the trial date for Trump's case related to 2016 hush money payments to adult film star Stormy Daniels. Meanwhile, in Georgia, District Attorney Fani Willis, who brought the election tampering case against Trump, testified about her alleged improper relationship with the special prosecutor she hired to investigate Trump and others. Trump has argued that relationship is a reason to get the entire case dismissed. Five ICU patients in southern Gaza's main hospital have died after their oxygen was cut off. The Nasser hospital stormed by Israeli troops looking for hostages. That raid cutting off electricity to parts of the hospital, causing those patients to die. This is USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
Caitlin Clark is a college basketball superstar. The 6-foot Iowa senior broke the all-time scoring record, passing record holder Kelsey Plum, who had 3,527 career points over 139 games at Washington. And more records are just waiting to be broken by Clark. Clark's headed to break the all-time D1 men's scoring record set by Pete Maravich within a month. And the number 2-ranked Iowa, a Final Four favorite that could win its first national championship in April. As if prescription medication wasn't expensive enough, some popular drugs are raising their prices. Drug makers of Ozempic and Mounjaro, two popular weight loss and diabetes drugs, are raising the prices on those two, along with about 900 other drugs. Novo Nordisk raised the list price of Ozempic by 3.5%, That makes it $969 for a four-week supply, saying it was based on changes in the healthcare system. Not everyone is buying expensive kicks nowadays, and because of that, Nike is cutting about 2% of its total workforce, or more than 1,600 jobs. The goal, to lower expenses on their end, while inflation is causing customers to not spend their hard-earned money on higher-priced items. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200.
Well, we have 9 more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
2 players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, welcome back in to hour number 2 of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, so good to have you alongside. Just talking a little bit about Genesis. Tony Finau, 70-67. We're talking about the strokes gained and how they don't look really good around the greens. I'm going to talk a little bit about that strokes gained stuff, but want to remind you, coming up later this hour, America's favorite caddy stopping by. And Tyler Staniford, as we continue our discussion around speed, speed training, and how ground forces, Bob, factor into that speed and the sequencing. So Tyler, who's a biomechanics professor, he's not a golf coach, biomechanics professor. This guy knows some stuff. And it's been so fun to work with him and how you can really, you know, utilize your lower body properly to be able to generate a better golf swing and more distance out there. But real quick, on this
whole... You said ground forces?
Yeah.
Sounds like army training.
Oh, well, it kind of is.
Okay, there you go.
You got to be disciplined, Bob.
Yep.
Yes, sir. It's yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Semper Fi. Yep. So the Inside the Ropes guys were talking on Sirius XM, which was kind of an interesting one, about this whole strokes gain. So Scotty basically had a hole and they were referencing that he three-putted on. And so he had an 8-footer, which the stroke average on the tour is 1.5, meaning half the field is making that putt, half the field's missing it. But then when he went and missed it and then missed the comebacker, he lost, because it was 3 and the stroke average 1, he lost 1.5 strokes to
just on
field,
that hole.
Just on that hole.
Yep.
So the idea is that had he gone ahead and rolled that one putt in, his strokes gained, it wouldn't have even been a conversation because of that one putt. So I don't want to minimize it because it is what it is. He three putted instead of making the first one like half the field did. And so it is accurate that he was giving up strokes right on that one 3-putt. But I'm not so sure you can completely destroy his whole short game because he had one 3-putt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like sometimes we get hung up all on this, and it's really not, it's a very razor's edge. He's not like he needs to blow up the whole swing or putter.
You know what? The pendulum swings both ways. So Scottie Scheffler is going to make his share of birdies. You know, if he 3-putts from 8 or 10 feet, you know what? He knows he's going to make it up at some other point.
Yeah. Okay. Law of averages. Good players got to keep that mindset. No doubt about it. Yep. Stay tuned. We'll continue the show next here. Hour number two of Real Golf Radio.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine's celebration at home. When it comes to houseguests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their houseguests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Progressive covers pets in our auto policy at no extra charge. Now, let's hear what your dog has to say.
As a dog, I think Progressive's auto pet policy is...
Oh, what is that?
That's just my tail. Weird. Anyway, Progressive protects...
There it is again.
See? This is why I need protection. I'm so distracted. Nope, that is still my tail.
Progressive Auto Insurance covers pets for up to $1,000 in a car accident at no extra charge. And we think your dog would say that's great, too. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage for cats and dogs included with the purchase of collision coverage and subject to policy terms. Not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show, Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. The segment brought to you by Black Desert Resort. BlackDesertResort.com is the place you go to check out the exclusive real estate opportunities available at this dynamic new resort that opens up later this summer. It's going to host the PGA Tour in October, LPGA Tour next May, and of course it features that new Tom Weisskopf Championship design course, the 73rd and final design of the great Tom Weisskopf, and you can be a part of it through real estate ownership and have a chance to play it as well. It is in high demand as it was ranked number 2 best new course in America, and it is phenomenal. Go to blackdesertresort.com. And again, thanks for joining us here. Of course, Tiger Woods, a big story this week, hosting at the Genesis. Unfortunately, had to withdraw midway through his second round. He cited an illness, and so he's out and not playing. And the crazy thing is, Bob, is that, you know, again, now he's 0-16 in right. playing this event without having won. And that was one of the questions that he was asked, was why can he not win here? And here's what he had to say.
Well, I have traditionally not have putted well here. This is a fader's delight. Most of the holes are for a righty run left to right. And I've driven it well here. There's small greens. And traditionally, you know, throughout my entire career, my iron game has been, you know, pretty good, but I have never really, you know, gotten hot with the putter this at this event, and this this course. Generally, they're bumpy POA. So it's been a little bit tricky. For some reason, it just has never, you know, compiled to a hot week. I had one where I had a chance against Ernie and hit a foul ball on the last hole. So that's, other than that, I really haven't had that many opportunities for some reason.
What do you make of that, Bob? I mean, again, like I said, in hour number one, I think there's four events he's played at least four times on that golf course that he hasn't won on. But this one, 16 times. And, yeah, you know, you were there when he made his debut here as an amateur.
Yeah. Repertoire of alibis, as you were saying. So, you know, you think of Pebble Beach as bumpy POA, and Tiger has won there at Pebble Beach, and he has won there in a U.S. Open.
Great point.
And so, I don't know. It's a golf course in the L.A. area where he grew up, and it's a golf course that is fit for Tiger Woods with the way he's able to manufacture around a golf course in hitting fairways, hitting his irons and hitting greens. And yeah, you're not going to make every putt, but it's, I would think Tiger Woods would have won this golf tournament at least once out of 16 times, but unfortunate, that he hasn't been able to get it done there. 'Cause I know he would love to do it.
Yeah. You know, you think about, the 15 attempts prior to this week and 15 majors, which is more surprising that he's 0-15, you know, at Riviera, or that he's won 15 major championships, right? I mean,
it's totally 0-for.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing is, you know, I started to think about that, and I was like, how do I phrase that? Is it more surprising that Tiger's won 15 majors, or that he has only won 15 majors? And to even say that is kind of wild,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is crazy because, you know, we all know Jack's won 18, but for Tiger Woods, I think it's almost only, as far as I think, because 82 times he's won on tour, that's 10 more than Jack. And, you know, but Jack won 18 times in majors and Tiger only 15.
Mm. Does that make Jack the best? We don't need to go into that whole conversation today.
But I think they're both the goats.
They're both goat. Bob's going double goat.
I'm a double goat.
All right, goat squared is for Bob. We'll take it. But back to Riv. You know, this is one of the golf courses that people talk about. You know, same architect that did LA Country Club, where we were at the U.S. Open last year. And this is kind of the crown jewel, if you will. This is one that, you know, most people in golf circles will rant and rave about, you know, how great it is. One of the holes on there, well, there's a couple holes that really stand out. The 10th hole is a drivable par 4. It's 308 yards. It gets people every single year. And then you've got, is it the 6th hole that's the...
6th hole with the bunker.
Yeah, the bunker in the middle of a par 3, which Tom Weisskopf replicated for the 3rd hole, a par 3 third at Black Desert. So I've played, I haven't played Riviera, but I've played the 3rd at Black Desert a number of times, and I think it's kind of cool, actually. Now, in the Black Desert scenario, this one's elevated, and my understanding is 6 is uphill at Riviera. But those are some...
Slightly, but you can still see the whole green.
Okay. Those are some unique characteristics. Let's start with that 10th hole. I asked our friend Parker, who played there a few weeks ago, and I said, hey, what do you think of the 10th hole? And he goes, I love it. Because I always hit driver, I always go for it. He said, I made birdie the first time, and I made triple bogey, I think he said, the second time. So we watch 10 trip players up all the time. It's such a short hole if you get on the wrong side of it. What is it about that hole? Do you like it? And if so or not, the reasons why?
Well, I think it's a great golf hole. Not long. It's a very risk-reward hole. But where it gets really difficult, even with driver, if you can get in that front bunker, it's no chore. If you get it over to the left, unless you're being able to hit right straight up the slot of the green between the bunkers, then you have a little bit easier chance. But the difficulty is that over the years, as people have played that hole and they've hit shots out of the bunker, it's raised up the areas around the edges of the bunker. So it's almost a soup bowl shaped green now. And so if you get it in one of those bunkers, now you're hitting downhill almost every time. From the left side of the green to the back right side of the green as you're going up the green, it's two half, maybe two thirds of the way up that green, you're into the grain or uphill. And then as it gets away, if for those pins in the back, it's running away and it'll run right off the green and into the back bunker. So it's really, really narrow. It's really, really difficult. My dad always used to play it out over to the left, short of the bunker that was on the left on the in the fairway, and hit a wedge in there. But with in today's game, everybody's going at that green. And if you get it too far left, then trees and bushes and a palm tree and all that kind of stuff get come into play. It's just a really, really cool risk-reward hole, and I love it.
I think drivable par fours are ought to be a key design element when putting in a golf course, just because of the fun and the risk factor that it brings into it, especially if you play any kind of match play on it. Yeah. You know, in the second round, I watched Jordan Spieth on 10, and he drove it out to the right, and he was in that heavy rough, didn't even make it to the bunker, so he was right of it. He was forced with trying to carry the bunker out of the rough, which he couldn't stop it, and then hitting on that downslope you were talking about off the bunker, and the problem is if you can't stop it, it's going to roll across the green and into the bunker on the other side. And now you risk a little tennis match back and forth. So he, again, I don't think there's very many amateurs that could actually do this, but he just chipped it sideways. Instead of going at the pin or the green, he chipped it sideways in front of the green, pitched it up. Unfortunately, it checked on him, and he missed the putt and made five. But my guess is that if most of us, even at, I shouldn't, that doesn't, even at Jordan Spieth's level, but most of us, and Jordan Spieth level can't be in the same sentence. That actually doesn't translate. But I think even if Jordan had gone for it with his talent level, and certainly if all of us as amateurs had tried to go for it, it brings double bogey or higher into play, right?
Yeah, and let's not forget, this golf course has cucuya grass around it. So the ball is either going to sit up really high in the cucuya grass, or if it catches the wrong lie, it's going to sit down low. And when it sits down low like that, there's no stopping the ball. You can't grip the ball. You can't hit a high shot that's going to come up soft or anything like that. So he played it over the left. I would wager to guess that this is a hole that you would almost make as many birdies as you would make bogeys on it. Just because of the standpoint of the hole. And it's a total risk reward.
Tiger Woods withdraws with injury, or with illness, rather. He was sick, and he withdrew. When do you expect we'll see him next, Bob?
I think maybe that we'll see him at the Arnold Palmer Invitational if he's going to play in March. If not, we'll see him at Augusta in April.
Okay. Wow. You'd hope he'd be able to try to get an actual full four rounds in prior to the Masters, but, you know,
his last time he's played a full four rounds is this tournament last year.
Interesting. Yeah, at Augusta, he had to withdraw the third round there. So, yeah, interesting. Well, listen, we'll take a short break. When we come back, we'll hear more comments from Tiger as it relates to LIV and PIF and bringing players back. What does that look like? We'll talk about it next here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
If you're moving to another state, you're getting a fresh start in a brand new town. And when you choose a moving company to help get your valuable possessions to that new home of yours, you want somebody that's going to take care of your things like you would. That's why you need to call Colonial Van Lines. They're America's number one moving company for a reason. Because they'll take care of your things like they would their possessions. They'll use caution so nothing gets damaged. And they won't treat you like a number, they'll treat you like a friend. And when you call now on a qualified move across state lines, they'll give you a $250 discount. Move your things the right way. Call Colonial Van Lines now for a free quote.
Call now to learn more about this special $250 long-distance move discount. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you. You know, one of the guys playing this week is Rory McIlroy. He's coming off of Pebble Beach, which was his debut on the PGA Tour for the 2024 season. Shot rounds of 71, 74, 69. Again, the final round was washed out. So he ended up finishing up there at 2 under par. And now he's playing here at the Genesis. And he, you know, he talked about... He opened a 74, rather, and came back with a 66
right
in the second round, which was a nice bounce back for Rory, who was in danger of missing the cut. Much, much cleaner card. He went double bogey, triple bogey in the opening round on 15 and 16, Bob. That was kind of his undoing. Came back and had a completely clean card on the front. He had a couple of birdies, had an eagle on the par 5 11th, and then a birdie on the par 5 17th. To shoot that 33 on the backs, 33-33-66 for Rory McIlroy. But Rory said, and he was asked about playing this event, and said he didn't play it a lot in the beginning of his career, but he plays it a lot now and he enjoys it. And then he was asked a little bit about this event being a signature event. And he said the fact that this one has a cut will be interesting. And it was kind of like, well, what do you mean by interesting? He says, it'll just be interesting to see if it works out.
Yeah.
And what I got out of it was, are some of the best players going to miss the cut and not be there on the weekend, which is what the tournament sponsors that are paying a large amount of money, double the amount, more than double the amount, they are banking on the best players being there around on the weekend for the broadcast to bring eyeballs to the event they're spending so much money on. And I think what Rory's saying, it'll be interesting to see who makes the cut and who doesn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Tiger, we won't know if he made the cut or not because he had to withdraw with illness, but Rory is going to make the cut. And I just thought it was interesting that he found it interesting. Do you think these signature events should have cuts or not have cuts?
Well, and that's one of the big things that Tiger and Jack both wanted, is they wanted to make sure that there was a cut, that there was something in play to be able to not just an event without a cut and everybody gleaning off of that. So the cut this week was 50 in ties, anybody 50 in ties or within 10 shots of the lead, which is kind of similar to what they do in major championships. Yeah. So, and for the most part, the best players that are playing are going to make the cut. Okay. When you only got 70 or 80 guys playing and 50 of them plus ties are going to make, and 10 shots of the lead are going to make the cut, then most of the guys are. You might get one or two stragglers that have a bad week and they miss it. But for the most part, the best players are always going to be around on the weekend.
Well, it's unfortunate that the host, Tiger Woods, is not around on the weekend. Some of our guys that I work with at Black Desert, who are preparing for the Black Desert Championship this fall, went down to Riviera. for day number one. And they came back and reported, quote, the Tiger effect is real, unquote.
Of course.
And the throngs of people who were all there, it's just different when Tiger's playing. Normally, we would have the caddy right now, but he was unavailable this week. However, last week, he shared this gem of a story. Again, it was the Phoenix Open, but relative to Tiger Woods and what it's like with Tiger playing as opposed to anybody else.
Tiger Woods, 97. We're on the range, and we look over towards 16, and you couldn't really see it, but you could see the mounds and the hills. And there's a million people standing on the hill, so we know Tiger's on 16. Okay, here we go. What's going to happen? We hear this ridiculous roar, and it sounds like a hole-in-one roar. I mean, it's loud. Now, the range has got to be 800 yards to the 16th tee. It's, I mean, half a mile. It's not that close, right? And so... So we hear this roar. I mean, it's loud. It's loud. And I'm kind of thinking, man, that didn't quite sound like a hole-in-one, but it almost did. Well, that was Omar Uresti hitting it a foot from the hole, playing with Tiger. And then Tiger gets up and hits it. And of course, we don't know. And it's an explosion. I mean, I've been in RFK Stadium way back when it was rocking. It was so loud. That roar was so loud. But it's not just that it was a loud roar. It was sustained. It went on for 5 minutes from the time the shot went in till the time he pulled the ball out of the hole. I mean, the crowd was roaring like at its peak for 5 minutes. And there was a player who was in the fitness trailer getting worked on, which is sort of a like an 18-hole truck trailer, right? And it's got the thin walls and all that. And he said the walls in the trailer were, he could feel them vibrating from the noise.
Wow.
That's a half a mile away. It's like a bomb explosion. It was amazing. That was the loudest roar I've ever heard from a distance on a golf course. I believe it or not, here's how loud it can get. When we played with Tiger and things were rocking and rolling and we've been walking from green to tee, and it's legit so loud that you could, I've yelled at my player from behind, 6 feet behind. I've yelled and he couldn't hear me. That's how loud it can get in the crowd at a golf tournament, which you find hard to believe, but I'm telling the truth here.
That was the caddy last week sharing that story. Yeah, the crowds are just a little different when you're around Tiger Woods. It is loud. That was a cool story to share. I remember him making the hole in one there at Phoenix. And it was just, he did the raise the roof, I think, on his way out. That was really cool stuff. So it's unfortunate.
Well, and let's not forget that, you know, most of those crowds, well, that's in and of itself because it's that, like that stadium area of that event there in Phoenix. But every time we've been out watching Tiger play golf and that kind of thing, the crowds are 8 to 10 to 12 deep. Mm-hmm. And they just line all the holes. I can remember when my dad was playing, he would play with Arnold or with Jack or whatever, and everybody loved Arnold. And my dad always loved to putt out first because if Arnold putted out before he did, then all the commotion and everybody moving and trying to get to the next hole, you had to sit there and wait because there was a lot of noise and a lot of crowd movement and everything. So that's the kind of stuff that happens with Tiger. And when you play with him, it's not just being with Tiger and the crowd. It's the crowd also moving to the next hole to try to stay ahead of everybody.
Yeah, no question about it. And again, like I said, unfortunately, he won't be around for the weekend. Had to withdraw in the second round due to illness. So there you go. Let's talk about some of the comments that he made. We had mentioned about and played his comments around SSG, where it's at right now. And I think the big thing that came out of that was that let's just play that. The financial need essentially has been replaced by SSG. So here's Tiger on that.
Well, the PIF deal is obviously is ongoing. SSG, we have solidified our agreement with them. And PIF is still ongoing, and we're still negotiating.
I'm going to stop it right there because in the interest of time, I want to get to this next one, which we haven't played. And, Bob, this is relative to the pathway back. And here's Tiger talking about this pathway back for players, you know, to be able to sort of reunify golf again?
We're looking into, you know, all the different models for pathways back, what that looks like, what the impact is for the players who have stayed and who have not left, and how we make our product better going forward. There is no answer to that right now. You know, we're looking at very different, varying degrees of ideas, and what that looks like in the short term, you know, we don't know. We don't even know in the long term what that looks like. Trust me, there's daily, weekly, you know, emails and talks about this and what this looks like, you know, for our tour going forward.
Pretty much didn't answer that one with answering all of that. But he did. One of my favorite things was he said they've been looking at, quote, all the models, unquote.
Yeah.
To a pathway back. What kind of models exist for pathways back to the PGA
Tour?
That's
what I was wondering.
Yeah, what sort of model are they drawing on?
The interesting thing is this was supposed to be all wrapped up in December 31st of this year with the framework agreement and an agreement done and everything. Well, now SSG comes in. They infuse $3 billion into the PGA Tour, or commitment up to $3 billion with $1.5 to begin with. Now it's been kicked down the road to March 31st to decide and see what the framework would be with the PIF. And a lot is coming out recently saying that it's not going to be done by March 31st, and it won't be done before the Masters, which is the first full week of April, the 8th through the 14th.
I don't think it gets done this year, Bob.
It may not get done this year, and it may not get done, period. And if that's the case, then the guys that are on LIV are going to be on the outside looking in.
They're marooned on that island.
Yep, they're on that island, and it's going to be tough for them because they're going to want to be back in. They're going to be wanting to play with the best players, and they can say all they want right now, but the best players are on the PGA Tour, and there's maybe two handfuls of them on LIV Golf League.
I think it's fascinating. This chess match that's been going on, certainly the PIF had the upper hand, and then SSG gets presented, and boom, SSG changes the game so that now all of a sudden the PGA Tour is holding the cards. So where Rahm left on what looked like a safe bet to quickly return to the PGA Tour might not look that way anymore.
That's exactly right.
And I'm
right.
telling you, as they slip out and you mentioned something, I don't think they are going to want to stay there and not be able to play majors. At the end of the day, they wanted the money, but they want what they had before as well. And it's going to be interesting. Yeah, I don't know what that path looks like either, but we definitely don't have models.
No,
even though Tiger's looking at them. Well, there really aren't any models for that. Coming up next, Tyler Standiford is a biomechanics professor from Utah Valley University and a golf consultant. We're talking about ground forces and your golf swing next, right here on Real Golf Radio.
Get ready. This week, Staples has deals so good, you're going to want to sit down. Are you sitting? I'll wait. Great. Right now, during Staples Sit-A-Thon, you can save up to $180 on select chairs. That's up to $180 off desk chairs, up to $180 off computer chairs, and up to $180 off gaming chairs. So hurry into Staples now for the Staples Sit-A-Thon and grab a seat or two. Ends 3-2. In-store only. See associate for details.
China is flooding our country with illegal disposable vapes marketed towards kids. Gerard Simica, chairman of Consumer Action for a Strong Economy, says blocking them should be a top priority.
Youth cigarette smoking dropped to a record low of 1.5%, and few use menthol. But youth use of illegal disposable flavored vapes is skyrocketing. President Biden should say no to a menthol ban and focus on real problems, like keeping illegal disposable Chinese-made vapes away from our kids.
Sponsored by Consumer Action for a Strong Economy.
The new year is a great time to have a conversation with your teen about building positive online habits. Visit Meta's Family Center to see the many tools that exist to help teens and families manage their time online. The site includes expert-backed guidance to support teens in having positive online experiences and tips for parents and caregivers. Some of the tools include a full-screen reminder after teens have spent a few minutes on Instagram Reels late at night, and notifications to look at something different if they've been scrolling the same topic for a while. And quiet mode gives teens more ways to focus and set boundaries with friends and family. parents can set time limits for their child and be notified when their teen reports or blocks someone. There are also supervision tools that give visibility into how much time their teen spends on Instagram, Facebook, and in virtual reality. For more information, visit familycenter.meta.com. Sponsored by Meta.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season, you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a Samsung Galaxy A14 included when you buy an extended Silver Unlimited plan. Yeah. So you can give your janky phone to your kid.
Yeah!
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at straighttalk.com. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. Online only. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, and it's time to help your golf swing out just a little bit. Welcoming back our good friend. He's a biomechanics professor at Utah Valley University. He's also a golf consultant, and he has talked to us a lot about speed training, really, for the last little over a year or so. We're fortunate to get connected through our good friend Michael Verska from Callaway Golf. Tyler Standiford joining us right now. Tyler, how are you?
I'm doing good. Just spent some time looking at some data in the lab. So that's always a fun day.
You know what? I'm really appreciative that there are those that find studying data fun because that's, I don't mind providing the data. The studying of said data seems a little less fun to me, but someone's got to do it.
I'm glad it's me.
So we've talked a lot about speed training. I've gone on, Tyler, with Super Speed Golf, put in this 6 weeks, and the results were really, really good last year. And so I've started that again for this spring, this offseason, getting ready for spring golf. And then met with Tyler at an indoor facility, and he brought some mobile force plates, Bob. And now he wanted to start working. Not only are we getting those speed numbers up, but let's kind of see what it is that I'm using and how effectively or not effectively am I using my lower body to generate that speed, and what can I learn from my lower body and ground forces that might improve not only my swing, but my speed as well. So, Tyler, kind of take us through what it is that you're looking for somebody that, you know, obviously I went through it and we can talk about my experience, but what is it about the ground forces and why is this a focus of study and research?
Yeah, such good questions. So again, like, and I've appreciated this even more probably over the last few years as I've studied golfers, where I always say that golfers should be athletes, right? That the way that they should utilize the ground, the forces they produce are at similar levels and rates of developing these forces are similar to some of the volleyball players, basketball players I've tested. And so that connection with the ground is, again, it's the one of the two connections we have in the golf swing along with the golf club. And so the way that a golfer utilizes the ground, using their muscles to push on the ground and then the ground pushes back on them, these are the things that we know what the best players in the world tend to do to create these forces and then the associated motions of the body. And so what I'm looking for, and Brian, we're able to do this together, is, you know, bring you in. We look at these different kind of forces and the way you develop them and then the associated motions. And we say, hey, here's a piece of the puzzle that we think is really going to help Brian get in better positions and generate a more powerful and efficient golf swing.
So you know, it's kind of interesting that this has all come about recently. You know, we're starting to see a lot more players that are on their toes or off the ground at impact. All those kinds of things that are happening that just, as you're saying, relate and correlate right to distance and the sequencing of the swing and everything.
Yeah, and what you said there is really cool. And I think there's two things that have started happening, Bob. One is that the technology has gotten to the point where we can do these things outside of heavy duty research labs at universities, right? And that's something I'm excited about. The fact that I can take these force plates, I can sync them up with my iPad and look at a player in any location, and that's powerful, right? We're just getting more and more data. And then I think what you're bringing up there too is the fact that we start to see that now that we know this is going on, these professional players are training, they're knowing how to utilize the ground, and they're using it in ways to get more powerful swings.
Tyler Stander for joining us here on Real Golf Radio. So one of the things that I thought was interesting is you were measuring my levels, and if I'm not mistaken, maybe we'll start with this before I get to the levels. There were essentially three, if I'm not mistaken, forces that were in play. This lateral force, I'm now I'm actually losing my train of thought here.
You're doing well on the test. So it's a lateral
rotational,
force, which is, yeah, right. Rotational,
and then the vertical. Third.
Exactly.
Okay.
Those are the three components. And again, the lateral force, thinking of a towards the target, away from the target, this rotational that I think we all see. And then that vertical is kind of what Bob's referring to, which is what we see at the end of the swing, that push off. And so what I'm looking at is, how do these forces sequence, right? What's the order of these forces? We want to see lateral first, then rotational, then vertical. And that's
lateral moving towards the target.
Lateral towards the target. And the reason why, when we think of force preceding motion, what we want a golfer to do to initiate their downswing, we want them to initiate that beautiful forward bump, the forward movement of the body. And you can only do that if you create force that's pointed towards the target. And so, interestingly enough, that lateral force, not only how big it is and when it occurs, but also you brought up this idea of being on the toes or heels or things like that. And that's something that Brian and I talked a lot about. It's getting that force coming from the right location of the foot. So many players just really struggle to conceptualize or feel exactly where they're pushing from their feet. And so being able to show them that in real time, hey, this is where you're actually pushing, is really eye-opening to the player.
Yeah. And so a couple of things you mentioned there, when I looked at my numbers, like, okay, you're reaching these peaks, you're getting the numbers that I like to see, but I kind of want to see this happening a little bit sooner. So talk about now, okay, I can see that you're creating force, you're doing those things that I want you to. I don't have to teach you to create the force. I just, I'm going to now work on when that happens. And then what is the cause and effect of getting that done a little bit sooner? Can you kind of talk through that?
Yeah. And before I jump into this, I want to make sure everyone knows that, and Brian mentioned this last time, he's been playing some really good golf over the last year. So as I start to critique what's going on with Brian, I want to make sure he knows and everyone knows that, you know, he's a good player. He plays well, he moves well, but like so many other golfers, Brian's tendency can be that he tends to lead a little bit with the upper body. And that creates that kind of over the top type swing move that we've talked about. Well, a really good way to remedy that is to create more of this lateral force earlier in the backswing. So what happens with a lot of players is this force will peak as they start the downswing. And now it's too late for them to utilize the ground to create some motion. And so that's where what I was working with Brian, and honestly, what's interesting is this is probably a force I work on with almost every player I see, where I'm trying to get them feel that back leg or the trail leg is not just pushing into the ground, but it's pushing away from the target right as that club starts moving. Because when they push away from the target, the reaction force will point towards the target. And we want that to crank up really quickly, because when they don't do that, that's that horrible sway move that we see people make. That's that move where they don't initiate the lower body bump forward and then the upper body follows. And so getting that force to start peaking, you know, club parallel on the backswing, arm parallel on the backswing, and really getting to those values that we want before you ever finish the backswing is going to give us the best chance to do all those things we want to do in the downswing.
It's a lot to think about. But the good news is you don't have to think about
all stuff to me. I just swing the golf club.
Right. Well, you do. And you have a lot of natural talent, right, Bob? And a lot of athleticism, and a lot of people do. The fascinating thing to me, as you mentioned other athletes, the fascinating thing to me is playing with guys that used to play baseball. And they, in fact, I actually played with a friend of mine, and we were on the range just a week ago. And we were on the range, and he was asking me everything. He was just snap hooking everything. And I was like, okay, I'm trying to look. I'm not a golf instructor. People always say, well, you play a lot of golf, can you help me with my swing? I'm like, the advice or lesson that I would give you is exactly what you would pay for. It's worth what you would pay for, which is nothing. And so I had tried to say to him, okay, well, it looks like this. And then I said, you know what? I go, you played baseball, right? He goes, yeah. And I go, just hit one to right field, because he was snap hooking it. Well, all of a sudden he could say, okay, that resonated with him. And then he just kind of took a little bit more of a swing where he let his hands kind of go out instead of flipping at it so hard.
Yeah.
And guess what? He started hitting some straight shots. First one pushed, then he started straightening out. And all he was thinking is just hit one to right field, which is interesting because most of the time people are hitting it way out right. And I'm saying, why don't you pull one to left field? And it's interesting that is – so to your point, Bob, there is a lot going on what Tyler's saying, but you really don't have to think about it. And that's where his drills come in that will sort of start that – I don't know. You call it muscle memory?
The sequencing.
Yeah, the sequencing. Yeah. It just kind of make your body sort of starts to do it when you do these drills, right, Tyler?
And I love what you said too, Brian, there. And you did some great things coaching. And I would say I'm not a golf coach. I'm a ground reaction force coach. That's what I do. But what you said there is really powerful, which is I love what I can do with the plates is, and I did this with Brian, it's let's try a couple drills. Let's put them on the plates. Hey, these are starting to work really well. And then we kind of uncover, hey, Brian, what does that feel like to you? And Brian maybe comes up with something that he feels in his body. Like your example, this player, it feels like I'm hitting the ball way out to right field. You know, I would make a guess that this baseball player, your buddy, started doing some different things with his ground reaction forces to get the club moving in that way. And now we have a really good feel that he can lock into, and we have some data to support that that's going to help him be efficient and powerful. And so this just is more, it's more data to unlock what you yourself feel to make those motions the right way, if that makes sense. I'm not going to try and tell a person how to feel or what it should be like. I just want to uncover good data and then tap into their brain as to what it does feel like to them to make those motions and forces line up.
You know, it's interesting. Golfers, or not golfers, but hockey players and baseball players become actually really strong and really good golfers because of the swing and the way they are able to, like you said, use the ground, the sequencing, all that kind of stuff. And you look at baseball players, and inevitably, every single baseball player's swing looks exactly the same. Especially, you know, by staying back, getting their hands out in front, palm up, palm down, all that kind of stuff. And so what you're saying is you can create those sequencing things with golfers to help them become better and help them be able to hit it further and longer and lower their handicap.
Yeah. And it's cool that the way that baseball players in hitting and throwing use the ground from a force standpoint, there's so much crossover to golf that like, it's almost like as long as you can help them figure out how to square up a club face, they are because they just know how to do it versus people who never have had any athletic experience. They have no concept of how they'd use the ground. It could be any sport. I mean, basketball, baseball, we had a basketball player we worked with. And he was really struggling with the vertical force. And we're like, well, let's just tap into the fact that you know how to jump. And so let's tap into that. Let's create some feels. And then all of a sudden he became a really good vertical force player and picked up a ton of speed as a result of that.
Yeah. And I'm thinking more about this baseball swing, and you don't ever see, I can't even imagine. I only played, you know, up until, you know, beginning of high school, but when you're playing baseball, I can't even imagine standing at the plate and seeing the ball. And my first reaction is to move my arms. You know what I mean? Like you wouldn't do that if you have any kind of, you know, if you're going to load your lower body and you're going to step, right? You're going to step into that swing, and then it just slots that baseball bat, and your core muscles, your big muscles are doing a lot of work there. It's not just throwing your hands at it. And yet we get into golf and I take it up there, and first thing I want to do is go arms, throw at it. It's just so funny, man. It's amazing how it's such a complicated yet simple thing. This whole golf swing we're trying to work on, right?
Yep. They load well, they transfer force forward well, all the things that golfers should do. And I think this can be crazy complex, but I think what we try and do, or at least what I try and do when I collect data is simplify it down to let's iron out a few drills that are going to help you learn how to move this way and provide force better. And then let's kind of turn things loose and hopefully turn you into an athlete again.
Yeah, I love that. See, he threw the again part in for me because
yeah.
he knows again. That buried deep inside there was once one there. So, well, the thing that's important is you do need speed. This is a game that if you want to get good at it, you got to have some speed and the sequencing that'll help your game for sure. Tyler, thanks as always, man. We really appreciate you, kind of breaking this down. And again, just tell people what's the best way to interact with you or contact you if they want to come and be part of that research that you're doing and take, be able to benefit from the information you have.
Yeah, for sure. Again, find me at Utah Valley University. My page there has email contact information. That's a great way. And again, on Twitter, Tyler Standiford, and on Instagram a little bit here and there, but mainly Twitter and that UVU page. And reach out and let's figure out a way to get you in the study or get you utilizing that ground better.
I love it. Thanks, Tyler. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Tyler Standiford, UVU biomechanics professor, golf consultant. Just he knows a ton of stuff. I'm fascinated by what he's doing. And I honestly, Bob, I know you were asking the question, and there's maybe some of you out there thinking, it's not a paralysis by analysis situation here. Like, this is not like something that you're going to get into and you're going to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so worried about this and that I can't even swing. It really is doing drills that kind of start to teach your body what it needs to do. I mean, I got super simple drills, Bob. He's got me standing on a towel on a slick surface and trying to tear it apart with my feet. So he's trying to train my lower body to push those outward forces, right? And then I've got these little squishy balls thing that I'm putting underneath the inside of my back foot that keeps me step, and I squish that in the takeaway. It's just little things like that that just start to ingrain it into you. And now when you step up on the driving range, I can't think about any of that stuff. I just step up and try to make a good swing and see how that starts to translate into that sequencing. So yeah, it's pretty cool.
You know, we always see the guys on tour on the range and we see them practicing, we starting to see videos of them as they go through their workouts and, with weights and heavy balls and all that kind of stuff. We never really see the types of drills that players do on a consistent basis to try to help them do what you're going to be doing and what you are doing to help them with their sequencing and being able to hit it further and using, the lateral and all these things that Tyler's trying to teach. So it's really cool that we're able to talk with him and hear all about this stuff that he's doing.
Toby Keith, rest in peace. It was sad to lose him. But that song, I've been really kind of inspired by that. Don't Let the Old Man In, right? And yeah. I look at that and I think that's what you have to do in your golf swing. You can't let the old man in, and you do that by training and keeping your body moving right and so that I can continue to enjoy this game for a long time. Well, it's been a fun show. Thanks again to Tyler Standiford, America's favorite caddy. Stop by, as well as Ryan Ballingy. The Riviera event, LA Open, continues. Tiger hosting at Genesis. So many storylines, interesting things there. Tiger's comments on that. The Phoenix Open fallout, the Sunday Red, all of those kind of things we talked about. You can search for it where favorite podcasts are found if you missed any part of it. For Dave Glauser and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. Thanks as always for joining us right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.